You are listening to Background Noise.
Welcome to Background Noise. Our theme for this show is 2X chromosomes and a microphone, featuring songs from many talented female musicians. Let's get started with punk rock's poet laureate, Patti Smith.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
appreciate it if you see him. Tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend, and please tell him Angela and I don't want the $2 back.
That was Exene Cervenka of the legendary LA band X doing The Biggest Memory from her solo album Old Wives Tales. Before that was Shelley Plimpton with Frank Mills from the original Broadway production of Hair. And the set opened with Because the Night, a song penned by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith and covered numerous times since. Up next is Psychedelic Sewing Room by New York art rockers Bongwater, featuring the great Ann Magnuson.
Girls that flourish in your prime. Thank you.
No, that wasn't Tori Amos, kids. That was England's Kate Bush with Cloud Busting from her 1985 album Hounds of Love. Ahead of that was the haunting voice of Pentangle's Jackie McShee singing Let No Man Steal Your Time from 1968. And we open with Bongwater. Our next 3B spans the 80s with 3B bands, starting with an early single from Bananarama, backed up here by Fun Boy 3 from 1982. This is Really Saying Something.
Oh,
lovely Miss Debbie Harry there with Blondie doing Dreaming from the 1979 album Eat to the Beat. Preceding that came the Breeders with Doe from their debut album Pod. And we started with the Birds from Bananarama. We'll be back right after this station identification. Welcome back to Background Noise's Salute to the Women of Song. Let's jump right back in with a 3B of songs from the 1950s, starting with this controversial single by singer April Stevens. From 1959, this is Teach Me, Tiger.
Hi, Tiger. Teach me, Tiger, how to kiss you. Show me, Tiger, how to kiss you. Wah, 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 wah. Take my lips, they belong to you. But teach me first, teach me what to do. Touch me, Tiger, when I'm close to you. Help me, Tiger, I don't know what to do. I know that you could love me too. But show me first, show me what to do. This is the first love that I have ever known. What must I do to make you my very own? Teach me, Tiger, how to tease you. Wah, 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 wah. Tiger, Tiger, I wanna squeeze you. Wah, 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 wah. All of my love I will give to you. But teach me, Tiger, or I'll teach you.
That I was right out of my head, the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong. And I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not, oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, took me out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more is our answer, but so no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange if you know that you're a wizard of three? I knew that this was meant for me. I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I drank a fifth of vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all after day, Graham Bell. They all after Edison and also when Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was insane, so just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. Told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor, I think that it's you instead, cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
First Lady of Rock and Roll, Wanda Jackson there with her classic rave-up, Let's Have a Party. Before that was one of jazz's all-time greatest female vocalists, Annie Ross, with Twisted, her 1952 ode to psychotherapy. And we open with April Stevens' scandalously suggestive Teach Me, Tiger. Our next set begins with a song from a more recent artist, Madeline Peyrue, whose voice is often compared to that of the late, great Billie Holiday. From her 1996 debut, Dreamland, here's her cover of the 1922 song, Lovesick Blues.
I've got a lovesick tale to tell to you, though it ain't no affair of mine. It's about a gal named Sue and a boy named Lou. They were fighting all the time. Sue came home one afternoon and found an empty dining room. Without a word, her turtle dove had flown. Sue began to moan. My sweetie went away, but he didn't say where. He didn't say when. Didn't say why. Oh, bid me goodbye. I'm blue as I can be. I know he loves another one, but he didn't say who. He didn't say when. He didn't say what. His mama has got. Took my sweetie from me. I'm like a little lost sheep, and I can't.
a lot like sushi. Don't you think so? I'm your sushi baby. I'm your sushi baby. Eat me while I'm still alive. Little piece of squid, little piece of tuna. Love to eat you raw, couldn't eat ya sooner. Sushi baby, I'm your sushi baby. Spear me right between the eyes. Fish eggs rolled in seaweed taste real great. Nothing like a meal walking off my plate. Sushi baby, I'll be yours. You can cut me up and eat me raw.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
The incomparable Joni Mitchell there with Big Yellow Taxi, preceded by Sushi Baby by Bianca Flystrip Miller of the toy instrument playing pop group Pianosaurus. And the set started with the sweet sounds of Madeline Peru. Our last 3B starts with a dose of California art pop from Frank Zappa bandmates Terry and Dale Bozzio. Here's their band Missing Persons with their 1982 chart hit Destination Unknown.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know. Thank you.
One, two, three. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
Mo Tucker of the Velvet Underground there, taking a break from percussion duties to take the lead vocal on After Hours, which was just too sweet for Lou Reed to sing. Before that was the mighty Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth, belting out the sprawling epic Cross the Breeze. And we started the set with Missing Persons. That's the end of our show. Thanks for listening to Background Noise, and we hope you'll tune in again soon.
Let's see now. Fold in the whites.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, hi, dear.
What you making, cake?
Yum. Oh, Betty O'Brien, get your fingers out of my ice in this minute. And how many times have I told you to hang up your coat and put your books in your room when you come in?
What's it worth to you, Mums? Licks on the bowl?
Oh, Betty, you're impossible. When are you going to start growing up?
When am I going to finish, you mean? Behold the evidence of old age descending on your darling daughter, Mrs. O'Brien.
Oh, dear.
Watch this coat sleeve. Watch it closely now. Mm-hmm. An inch, 2 inches. It's crept halfway to the elbow before your very eyes.
Your father just bought you that coat a year ago, and it was too big then. Let's see. I don't suppose we can let that sleeve down anymore.
No, Mother. You're just not going to buy me another new one. I just won't have it. Unless, of course, you twist my arm.
Oh, it's twisting your neck I should be doing. Oh, but you are growing up, Betty. I can see that.
Oh, scales don't lie, except when Daddy gets on them. Oh, I hope I have a figure like Phyllis Graham's.
Betty, be serious for once.
But I am serious. Uh-oh. I can feel a motherly talk coming on. I know that look in your eye.
I declare to goodness, sometimes I don't know whether to hug you or paddle you. You know so much, and yet...
Yet what?
Oh, I was about to say, and yet you know so little.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mums. I'll be good, really. What were you going to tell me?